Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? Let's start with the love of my life.
Yes.
We kind of talked about this on
Tuesday. Yeah.
I think the fight is over. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's over. And for those of you who don't know who the love of my life is, it is Don Sterling.
Yes.
And, you know, very, very, you know, he's the love of my life. I can't say nothing, you know. But I'm glad the fight is over. I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not, you know. It's over.
Yeah. What a long fight. Very bloody.
So for anybody who was like wondering, like, what's going on? Why is she saying it like that? You know, it's been a long fight, but I wanted to touch on something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I want to make a couple of announcements. We for anybody who was watching Twitter today, I know you guys saw that an interview was requested for V's After Dark. We're waiting on final confirmation.
Oh, really?
I am not canceling our week off. Let's get that clear. We will not be here the week of August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
We may do Ask Miss V Sports, keyword may. I'm not going to confirm it. We're not doing V's After Dark on the 12th.
Okay.
That's a no-go. We will not be doing V's After Dark.
Yes.
We may do Ask Miss V Sports. Odds are we probably won't, because Miss V needs a damn break.
Exactly.
But
oh, if only you people know what I know.
I need a damn break.
Forget it. Oh my God, that's what it is. Amazing she's saying right now doing this show. Let's put it like that.
But so
she goes, yeah.
You know, all I can say is that, you know, it's a lot of positive that's going to happen with the show also. So it's not just that we're taking a break. It's some changes. But so I want to put that out there. Until I get what I requested, you know, I will not be confirming yay or nay our guest for the 19th. And we might not come back for the 19th.
So it is
a tentative. Wow. We may take 2 weeks
because
if I don't get a confirmation, then I may just take 2 weeks. I may need that.
Or the other way around. Maybe you do get the confirmation and whatever.
You know, and, right.
You know, the suspense is just overwhelming.
But we will be coming back after the break. Like I said, definitely the week of the 12th we will be off. It's iffy if we'll do Ask Miss V Sports. But I got to talk about Stephen A. Smith.
Yes,
and I
have
heard everything on this. So for anybody who said everything,
okay.
All I know is that he's been suspended. I know that I heard part of the comment he made basically blaming women for causing some of the domestic violence. Let me get something clear. I don't since I only heard part of it, I'm going to tell you what little part I've heard.
I could play the 2 minute clip.
I have mixed feelings. And when I say this, you mm-hmm. know, normally I'm clear cut and dry. Oh, this is right. This is wrong.
Exactly. That's
with
why
that comment, I'm going to tell you with the little bit that I heard. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm mixed is because as a domestic violence survivor, I know that you don't always cause it. But I will say, and I'll probably get ripped for this comment, and this mm-hmm. is probably what Stephen A. Smith is being ripped for. If the little snippet I heard, I understand why they're ripping him, but not understand where he's coming from. As mm-hmm. women, hear me out, as women, we have a tendency to get full of ourselves, especially those of us who think that a man should not put their hands on us.
Mm-hmm.
And every human being, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, has their breaking point. And what I will say is that I don't condone domestic violence. I don't encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally try to stay out of situations where it may be domestic violence. But
mm-hmm.
what I can say is that I have been around people who will make you want to beat their ass, okay? Let's keep it real, man or woman. There's some people who don't know how to shut the fuck up, and some people who provoke you into hitting them. Does that just the cause? No. So if I interpret what he said from the snippet that I heard about women provoking
okay.
it, I won't say that they're provoking. I will say some people don't know when to shut the fuck up, and that's not cause to hit somebody by no means, but you can push a person's buttons, especially if you get up in that personal space. And for anybody who knows what personal space is, once you violate that personal space, man or woman, if a person reacts because of that space being violated, then you have to understand their reaction. In the case of domestic violence, no, I do not condone it. But if I don't know what his intent was, I will tell you, I know people who will not only push you to that point, but will get up in your personal space. Once they get up in that personal space, I'm sorry, you're fair game, man or woman. Do
mm-hmm.
I condone it? No. But
mm-hmm.
I do understand that once you violate that personal space, and hear me what I'm saying is, once you violate that personal space, you, at that point, have created adrenaline and something in that person when they're saying, leave me alone, and you keep coming up in it. You
mm-hmm.
have to let that person be.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is trying to get away from the situation and you continue to invade that personal space for whatever reason, a reaction is going to happen. I don't care how strong the person is, and I know that that's not what people want to hear, but I'm just being honest. So
that's what it's about.
What's going on with the personal? What's going on with Stephen A. Smith's comment?
Now, this is the thing. The first time I heard about this is where I get a little thing about this. This happened on a Friday, so it's almost a week now, right? Now, unless I'm wrong, because I've been wrong before, well, shock, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a human being. I didn't hear nothing about this till Monday.
Right. That's
all the hoopla.
All
okay, so am I not the only one that felt that way?
I didn't hear anything until Monday, and I
okay.
didn't know that he said it on Friday.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's one. Okay, so because what I'm going to do for the people out there, like I did on my podcast yesterday, I'm going to play the 2 minute clip. Because when I first heard about it, it wasn't from TV. I just saw it on Google. It was either Google or on my Twitter line. And he got suspended for something he said, comments about the Ray Rice situation. Okay.
And I got an email about it. That's how I found out about
okay.
it. I didn't hear it on TV. I got an email.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now I'm a type of person, right? I'm not like a lot of people where the first thing you see, I react right away. Because especially now that I do radio, okay? And not, even if I wasn't doing radio, just as a human being, I said, you know what? Let me hear it first. Because sometimes the media takes certain words, and they just put what he said, like one word or something, right? Okay. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? Let me look it up on YouTube. It has to be on YouTube somewhere, right? So, and the thing about it is, when the comments were brought up about Monday, he wasn't suspended yet. It just said, he said some comments. Okay. you know, and I didn't really think nothing of it. Okay, so what? What a shock. Stephen A. Smith says something that a lot of people...
He's always saying something, though. I mean, that's him.
That's his M.O.
That's what you expect from him. He's always saying something.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that's probably why I fucking, you know, didn't get it because... I'm sorry, let me let you finish.
No, it's okay. Oh, that's so sweet. being nice. But listen, but the thing is, okay, what a shock. So Stephen A. Smith speaks his mind. Almost about the same way as you are. We speak our minds. Now, not only we speak our minds, but we're in the minority side, meaning I'm Puerto Rican, you're black. So when you're on that side and you speak your mind, the media in America could take something and blow it up more than it really is, right? Let's be real. I mean, let's be real.
Always.
You know, let's be real, okay? Because I'm sorry. I was like, all right, so he said something, you know. I didn't, honestly, when I heard it Monday, I didn't look into it because it just said he said some comments. I said, so what else is new? That's him. That's him being him, right? Okay.
That's what he does.
Then, yeah. Then the next day, all of a sudden, on Tuesday, I see he got suspended. I said, suspended? I said, okay, now I'm curious what the fuck he said. Because it's like, it's not like, all of a sudden, Steve A. Smith made a right turn and became outrageous. You know, he's always speaks his mind, and that's why I respect the man. He tells
it
like it is.
The whole thing with that is that when I got it, the email that I got, the headline says Stephen A. Smith suspended for telling women that they asked to be beat or something like
okay.
that. And I'm like, are you
and
fucking kidding
you.
Me?
And I'm telling you, this is what I'm getting to right now. When I played the clip, if you listen to the clip, he did not say what you just said on that email you just said. He did not say it like that. He did not do that. And he even reiterates. Let me play it. And you tell me, and that way this is good, because then that way everybody will get to hear. Maybe, because a lot of people just go by hearsay. Let's be honest. A lot of people just go by what they hear and whatever. They don't take the time to look themselves to say, you know what, let me hear this clip. You know what I'm saying? So this was on last Friday.
Well, you heard me admit that I hadn't heard it. You know,
but
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I figured a lot of people didn't hear it because.
But I was able to make a statement based on my knowledge of domestic violence and what people do.
Yes. So I want to, because we real on this show, just like I am in my other shows. We're gonna play the clip, and I'm gonna let you off the floor. All right? And then I say my piece. Okay? And then we go from there.
About you. Here's what I mean by that. We keep talking about the guys. We know you have no business putting your hands on a woman. I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. But as a man who was raised by women, I know what I'm going to do. If somebody touches a female member of my family, I know what I'm going to do. I know what my boys are going to do. I know what I'm going to have to remind myself that I work for the worldwide leader. I'm going to have to get law enforcement officials involved because of what I'm going to be tempted to do. But what I try to employ the female members of my family, some of whom you all mentioned, also and what have you, is that, again, this is what I've done this all my life. Let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come, or somebody else, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know,
fuzzy, but I heard what he said. And, you know, first of all, the first thing he said, that he said the same thing basically about my comment about once you get up in that space, but mm-hmm. also he continued to reiterate, I do not condone domestic violence. I do not condone it.
Thank you.
He said it so many times.
Thank you. You probably should
have had a counter on there.
Thank you.
He constantly said, I do not condone domestic violence, but if you find yourself in this situation. Okay, again, that goes back to what I said about that personal space.
Mm-hmm.
I understand exactly what he's saying. If you, for those who know me, when it comes down to, if you're around me, I'm quick to tell somebody I'm going to kick your ass. That is something I say. But I also have a horrible temper. You know, and I'll be the first one to tell him I have a horrible temper. And my temper, I tell you, I will sock a person. You know, especially if they continue to run in their motherfucking mouth. Women and men who act like bitches have a tendency to run their motherfucking mouth. And that is provoking. I don't give a shit what nobody say. That is provoking. Am I saying that that gives a man the right to hit a woman? No, just like Stephen A. Smith. But if that man put it like this, if you are around a man who, if dinner isn't cooked, wants to beat you, it's time to go. That's domestic violence.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
If you are with a man who, because you wore the wrong outfit, beat your ass, it's time to go. That's domestic violence.
Thank you.
But if you get up in that motherfucking personal space, and I'm going to reiterate this all day long, if you cross that line and get up in that man's personal space and he tries to revert away and you continue to get up in it, human nature is going to make him react. It's the instinct of that, it's the, what is it, fight or flee. If you continue to come when he's trying to flee, he's going to fight.
Yeah,
and that's the best way to put it. And maybe I'm talking too intelligent for some of you people. Maybe I should have. Bitch, if you keep running your mouth and get up in your man's face, pointing your fingers, he going to beat your motherfucking ass. That's mm-hmm. for those of you who don't understand what I'm saying about personal space and provoking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I broke it down like that because maybe I understand that everybody might not understand that I do. I am intelligent. But at the end of the day, you know, and I'm going to tell you something that happened so y'all understand. And hopefully the bitch is listening to my show so she'll understand what she did. I was at the store a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And old woman. She had to be about my mom's age.
Oh, I think you told me this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't think we talk about it on the show, but
no, we talked about it off the air, I think.
Yeah, this bitch kept running her mouth. Now, I'm sure she heard me when I said I was going to come slash her motherfucking tires if she ain't shut the fuck up, too. Old woman all over me making a mistake. And I told her, and I said, you know, we too old for this shit. And she's like, and I said, we're black. We shouldn't be acting like this. And she told me don't run the race card on her. And then she said, you one of them motherfuckers that always had a last word. You're not going to get it here. And I was like, you know what? Bitch need to shut the fuck up before I fucking follow you and slash your goddamn tires. She's like, you need to go to the hairdresser. And I was like, you need to know what the fucking gym looked like. And my daughter was with me. And we were going at it. But see, I think her daughter saw that I was going to, when I said I would slash your motherfucking tires, I'm not going to touch you, but your ass won't leave that fucking city we was in. And that's called personal space because this woman started coming up on me, and I'm like, bring it on, old bitch. We up in a damn grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I had apologized to this woman, but this is what I'm saying. And she was, I call her an old bully because she's mm-hmm. somebody who really wanted her ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do ask for our ass beat. We might not say, come beat my ass. But when we don't shut the fuck up about shit,
mm-hmm.
you asking for your ass beat. Men do it too, because it's men who I've been like, you know, you need to shut up right now because it ain't looking good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that I go around beating people? No.
No.
But what it means is that once my personal space is violated, and that woman was trying to violate my personal space, I'm like, okay, I'm here to beat this bitch ass, you know, up here in the grocery store with my damn sandals and my damn dress on because I was ready to thump. I ain't beat nobody's ass in a while, so I'm having a stressful month here.
Yeah. Well,
but that's
like
what I mean.
Yeah,
and
I know what you
with
mean.
The Stephen A. Smith, you know, I understood exactly what he was saying. You
of
know,
course.
He's telling you to flee. If anybody listen, he's saying women flee the situation. He
mm-hmm.
said what he said
Thank
was
you.
If this happened to my sister or my mother, I know what me and my boys would do. We would have law enforcement involved. Not
yeah.
because they was going to beat the bitch ass, but because they was going to beat the motherfucker's ass to put their hands on that woman.
Of course.
Listen to what he said.
Yeah, but see.
When he said about provoking, that small statement was taken so far out of context.
Thank
what
you.
What he was saying, you know, and maybe my interpretation is wrong, but if you, again, I'll say that personal space, and maybe I'm putting it wrong, but the provoking part that he was talking about was women who like to get up in that personal space. I wish you would put your hands on me. I call my brother. I call my sister. I'm going to call so-and-so. You get up in that person's space, that's provoking. I'm sorry. It's provoking.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. It's provoking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sugarcoat it.
No. And
for you motherfuckers who don't know what provoking means, it means you're asking to get your ass beat. Because when you keep going up, I wish you would hit me. Yeah, I'll call the police. Motherfucker, I wish you would put your hands on me. That's provoking a person. That's what he's saying don't do. But if you
mm-hmm.
come home from work, and before you get in the front door good, he's going, boom, he's punching you. Or better yet, anybody who saw the Tyler Perry movie, which one was the one?
Well,
Madea's Family Reunion.
Oh, that one, okay. So many.
And the young lady was getting married. Blair Underwood was her fiancé.
Uh-huh.
And he just beat her ass randomly. And then he would say, you like provoking me. You know, she had her girl, her sister and them threw her a surprise bridal
mm-hmm.
shower. They hired a male stripper. You know, he walked in, and she's apologizing. They made her leave her purse and her phone there, even though she was trying to take it with her. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
no, we're going to go have fun. He comes in, he sees it, and they gone, and they was like, no, we need to let them stay. You know, they don't know that she's getting her ass beat. He's standing there, like, in the side where nobody saw. As soon as the last female walks out, he punches her.
Mm-hmm.
You like provoking me. Why you got these people up in my house? Now, that wasn't provoking. That's the man who she should have been in the way from at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Away
that's,
from
just
his
a,
ass.
That's just an asshole.
But her mother also told her,
you
got to quit upsetting him. No,
yeah.
She didn't tell him. The mother, you know, in that movie. And that's one of those things when he said that I don't know the situation with Ray Rice's wife. Personally, I still think she's stupid. I'm like everybody else. I think she's stupid.
Yeah, well,
cause you're not
going to.
She's in it
for the money. It's one or the other.
You know what? But I'm saying this because, and I'm not going to apologize for this. It's bad enough going through domestic abuse. But
mm-hmm.
you're publicly going through domestic abuse. The NFL has already proven that they're not going to back you. They suspended him for 2 fucking games. That's nothing. But him beat your ass, dragged you out of the goddamn elevator.
Yeah.
He knocked you out in that elevator and dragged you out like a
rag doll. That's the key. Dragged. You're a football player. You could pick her up.
And the fact that the whole world knows this,
mm-hmm.
he got a slap on the hand.
Yeah, because
Stephen A. Smith comment, he got suspended a week
for
that small comment. First of all, as a woman,
what's going on?
I wish I had the money to pay a salary for a week because what he said was perfectly right.
It was
nobody
fine.
Listened to it.
I'm telling you, when I heard it, and I said this on my podcast, I said, there's not one thing he said that made me cringe or nothing. There's not one thing he said that was, because the people out there, and I said this on my podcast, this is the problem. A lot of people are dumb in the world. Let's be honest. They don't have no common sense. They need TV to tell them what's right and wrong instead of using their own fucking mind. I hear this. What he said, this little over 2-minute piece, and I'm like, okay, he might have not articulated right, which he says in his apology, but I understood what he meant. You know, it wasn't like, he didn't say, well, that bitch deserved it. Oh, she probably started with Ray, right? He didn't say nothing like that, but that's what they make it seem like, because he said provoke, because he said one word, and they go
and
fucking
the whole
nuts.
Thing And like I said, I had only heard a small snippet, and you heard
yeah.
my opinion without hearing it. And I think I said the same thing I keep saying is about that
yeah.
personal space.
Yeah. You said basically the same thing he said in a different way. And the stage, and like I said, I first heard it. I don't see nothing wrong with what he said. You know, he just articulated it wrong, like he said in his apology. But he said it plenty of times. Look, you know, there's guys out there that are, you know, assholes, basically, this, that, and the third. So it wasn't like, they made it seem like he condones domestic abuse or some shit, the way they blew this shit up. And that's what is ridiculous.
And well, the whole thing is that if a white man would have said the same thing, he would have been praised. That's
yeah,
what men
like,
asked for. It. You know, and this is what gets me, and I'm going to stick by this.
It's true.
Which I own what I say, even when I say shit that probably isn't right. But in this case, this isn't about being right or wrong. The whole thing is that domestic violence is a horrible thing. I am a survivor of it. I know, you know, there are people who will say, why'd I stay as long as I did? Well, let me tell you what domestic abusers do. Let me give you people a little bit of education on domestic abuse. The one thing that that abuser does is he isolates his victim.
Mm-hmm.
And women are also domestic abusers. So the abuser will isolate their victim. What they do is they get them alienated from their friends, their family, coworkers, the people that they can talk to who will see what's going on. And they feed off that because then you're dependent on them. They find ways to make you dependent. If there's two incomes in the house and for whatever reason your income disappears, that gives them more power.
Yep.
If they're the parent of your children, they use your children against you.
Mm-hmm.
If they are the primary bill payer, they use that against you. If their name is on certain things, they use that against you.
Uh-huh.
What they do is they are about, it's all about that total control. And as a survivor, my domestic abuse started after I got out the military. My ex-husband was still in the service, and he became the sole provider in my household. He also moved in a abuser, his 15-year-old brother, who I did not want there, who he thought would keep me in check when he was at work.
Wow.
How is a 15-year-old going to control an adult? But the two of them, his brother was lucky. He never put no hands on me or I'd probably be dead right now. He created a situation, and I did not live near my family. My closest family member was 1,100 miles away. So I didn't have family there. I was completely isolated in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
But rest assured, when my family found out what was going on, they flew out there and they got me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong family. And the one thing I can tell you is that when they got me back to Michigan, my aunt sat me down and she looked at me. Well, actually, I went back to Cleveland first and then came back to Michigan. Well, I'm from Cleveland. Everybody knows that. And my aunt, she looked at me and she said, we got you out once. If you go back, it's on you.
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you, that was damn near 25 years ago, and I have not looked back. And I can tell you, my ex-husband was very, very shocked when he got divorce papers. He just knew I was coming back because when I say I left everything, I left everything. The only thing I took was two suitcases and my children. And I left a good $10,000 worth of stuff. But you know what? I'm a happier bitch. So, in the case of Ray Rice's wife, she got a bigger support system than I got because the whole fucking world know what happened. She could reach out to anybody because it ain't nobody who's going to say, we won't help you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I fought her. And I know that people don't want to hear this. But when you stay with an abuser, especially when your abuse has been made public, I don't feel sorry for her.
No.
And I say I don't feel sorry for her because unlike a lot of us who have been through it, that's a very private thing that you go through and you normally don't have people to support you.
Yeah.
You were his fiance. You weren't even his wife. And you went and married this motherfucker.
After the fact, yeah.
I pray that you make it. But what I pray more so is that maybe you don't make it a year in your marriage and you say, you know what, I shouldn't have stayed, and get the fuck out. But as far as anything that happens to you, I don't wish you did. All I could do is pray for you, because you're stupid.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to abuse you. And like I said, the whole world knows it. So this is not something that's behind closed doors.
And, yeah, and I feel that for him to do that in public tells me he's done this before.
My whole thing, the fact that her family is condoning this, her family was at the wedding. I have a problem with her family.
I mean, yeah, come on. You know why? They seeing dollar bills, y'all.
I don't care. You know what?
I'm just saying.
You cannot spend money if you did.
Dead people don't
use charge cards.
Of course. Yeah, not in where you're going, depending which way you're going. But,
it don't matter. But,
exactly.
You know, so the whole thing is that I have, you know, this is one of those things where I have a problem with her friends.
Her family.
I have a problem with her family.
Mm-hmm.
They rejoiced in this wedding.
Yeah.
As if this was something to be joyful about.
Or like nothing happened.
I don't care if they got 50 children together.
Yeah. Exactly.
I will not be the butt of nobody's fucking jokes. Because she's the butt. I'm telling you, as a woman, I'm like, dumb bitch. That's my thing. Dumb bitch.
That is dumb bitch. And the thing is, what we just said, if we were in ESPN, what we just said, we would be suspended. We would be suspended and be taken out of context. Oh, they're saying that she's stupid, this, that, and the third. That's another thing about this. What happened to letting a person speak their mind? You know, right, you don't have to agree with the shit.
White people can only speak their mind as long as they're not recorded calling us the N-word and all that stuff, but they can speak their mind. Black people are not allowed to speak their mind.
Mm-hmm.
People of non-Caucasian skin tones,
mm-hmm,
are not allowed, or Anglo-Saxons,
yeah,
are not allowed to speak their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I say this, if a person of Asian descent says something out of context, their fault is. You know, let's keep it real. It's not just about black and Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, all cultures, even the, mm-hmm, Arab community. And I'm not a big fan of the Arab community. And no, but I'm not a fan because of the way they treat women. You know, their women in their culture are goddesses. You know, mm-hmm, those women may not talk to a man of another culture. But yet and still, you so busy chasing up behind fucking black women all day in and day out because you think we all want the money that you don't fucking have. Just because you own a gas station don't mean you got shit, sweetie. Let's keep that shit real.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
but
it's ridiculous.
They think so with that, you know, freedom of speech and what is it, the Fifth Amendment, you know, Fifth Amendment. The freedom of press. Which one is the freedom of press?
It's one of those. I know it's not number one or number two. I know that.
But the whole thing is whole thing is that when you put out there certain things, I love the fact that Stephen A. Smith is not backing down. That's one thing. He still ain't backing down. He's just saying, you motherfuckers took it out of context.
Thank you. And
you know, he's not retracting what he said, you know.
No. Did you hear the apology, by the way?
No, I didn't.
I know him. You can hear it. I will do that because I think it needs to be heard. Because I think it does. All right, here we go. Real quickly.
Good morning. On Friday, speaking right here on First Take on the subject of domestic violence, I made what can only amount to the most egregious error of my career. While elaborating on thoughts concerning the NFL's ruling versus Ray Rice, filing a domestic dispute with his then-fiancé, I ventured beyond the scope of our discussion by alluding to a woman's role in such heinous matters, going so far as to use the word provoke in my diatribe. My words came across that it is somehow a woman's fault. This was not my intent. It is not what I was trying to say. Yet the failure to clearly articulate something different lies squarely on my shoulders. To say what I actually said was foolish is an understatement. To say I was wrong is obvious. To apologize, to say I'm sorry, doesn't do the matter its proper justice, to be quite honest. But I do sincerely apologize. As a man raised by the greatest mother in the world and four older sisters, I've religiously spoken out against domestic violence all of my life. I've done so repeatedly over 20 years in this business, as well as over these very airways, right here on First Take. My primary reason for doing so is because I've experienced and dealt with the matter within my own family. Unfortunately, I did an incredibly poor job of asserting my point of view this past Friday. For that, again, I am truly, truly sorry. Particularly to victims of domestic abuse and to my female family members and loved ones I've disappointed and who know I know better. You all deserved a better professional and, quite frankly, a better man last Friday sitting on this very set in this very chair. My heartfelt apologies to each and every single one of you.
Stephen A., I appreciate you apologizing. I do. And I think there are people out there who appreciate it as well. Here's the issue with domestic disputes, sexual assault, crimes that are intimate. You use certain trigger words, words like provoke. All we hear is provoke. I haven't been a victim of domestic violence, but I have seen it firsthand, and you can't hear anything else after that. You just hear someone explaining it away or perceived to explain it away. Obviously, that was not Stephen A.'s intent, as he just said. He is my coworker. I know his humanity. I know where he was going and what he was trying to say. Obviously, he failed, and he said he failed to do so. As far as Ray Rice is concerned, the NFL, in my opinion, missed a huge opportunity, an opportunity to say we will not stand for domestic violence. Two games is not enough for me, and I think there should be more, an explanation along with the ruling as to why they were able to only give two games. As for us here on First Take, we all learned a very important lesson, to communicate better. As a lone woman on this show, to speak up, to say what we want to hear and make sure it's being done well. Again, communicate better. That was our lesson. We will try to do better. First,
there you go.
Again, he's only apologizing for the way he said it.
Exactly. That's it.
And for the word, because I used that same word, provoke, but I
mm-hmm.
also said invading that space.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is that, like he said, everybody heard one word and they ran with the word.
Thank
they did
you.
Not listen to any damn thing else that he said
Thank.
Because they heard the word provoke.
Provoke.
And I'll tell you like this. I ain't going to lie to you. You can provoke somebody to beat your ass. I'm sorry. So, but, you know, I like the way he said he was apologizing for not articulating.
The fact that he said.
To break down and go to his college education and use these words for the fucking Anglo-Saxons, you know, who, again, they're going to take that apology out of context. Oh, well, why'd he say, you know, this. Okay, at the end of the day, he apologized for communicating wrong. Not for what he said. But
exactly.
for the communication aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at him because the communication aspect of it, personally, there was nothing miscommunicated.
Yeah,
what it was the receiver.
The
receiver was a fucked up receiver of it. And I'm going to tell you, let me call it let me call this fucking kettle black like it is. Some fucking white woman, blonde hair, about 115 pounds. All she pictured was some big, burly black man beating her ass who's never, grant you, this person has never been a domestic abuse survivor. Her and her little fucking ritzy, blonde-haired, bitch-ass friends, we're going to protest what Stephen A. Smith said. Because one of their men probably was watching it and said, we understand. Because, see, it's not the bitch who watched his show who was making the comment. It's the person who, after the fact, heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, her boyfriend, or somebody was watching it and decided to run with it. Well, actually, they probably embraced it. It's like, we know what he's saying. I can't believe he said, women provoked this. First of all, I'll go back to what I said. Get your bitch ass up in that damn personal space. Get your ass beat. It's natural. It ain't got nothing to do with a man or a woman. It's got to do with people have a tendency to say, I wish you would hit me, put your hands on me. We know what the head and the eyes rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? As a domestic abuse survivor, you won't see me do that. Now, I might call a motherfucker a bitch. Now, I'm good for calling everybody a bitch. Okay? Bitch, you ain't shit. Bitch this, bitch that. But what I don't do is get up in a man's face. I have a man. That man will always be able to overpower me.
Mm-hmm.
But rest assured, once that man puts his hands on you once, he will do it again.
Bottom line.
And
bottom line, that's the truth.
He's going to do it again.
Well, he probably did it before, but we didn't know.
We're not going to talk about this no more. I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you say.
Go ahead.
Your wife, the new Mrs. Rice, you're stupid.
Thank you.
There's no way that you should have a video that's constantly being played showing how he knocked you out in the elevator and dragged you out like a rag doll, and you married him. You just told every single black female in this country that as long as the motherfucker got money, you need to stay. Wrong answer, bitch. Okay.
Encore. That's right. That's absolutely right. But yet the media don't turn and say that, because they'll get ridiculed. God forbid if someone says, well, this bitch is stupid. Oh, but she got her ass beat. No, but look past that, dummy. And then, like I said, there's a lot of stupid people out there that you have to be thoroughly articulate your words to get your point across, because, you know, common sense is at an all-time low in this world today. Let's be honest. It's so low, it's scary. Where when I drive or walk somewhere, I go, wow, there's a lot of stupid people. It's amazing.
But did you hear what she said? You know, they played their wedding vows. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
They didn't play it. They showed the videotape of them getting married.
Oh, wow. This is
You didn't see that?
No.
And
I know that
them
was
talking
public.
About, yeah, they released it. And
they released it?
She's talking about the video from their wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and they're talking about how one of the things she said, and I'm paraphrasing, how she's loved him since they were in 10th grade. You know, how they were children.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
And, you know, him talking about this. Well, two stupid people don't mean that it's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Dumb and dumber.
All I can say is that just because you've known somebody from high school, so it means he's been beating your ass since y'all was in high school?
Yeah.
Because he didn't just stop it. You know, and I have to continue to say it, you know, you've known him since you were in high school. I'll put it like this. I was with my high school sweetheart. I remember him beating my ass. Well, nah, let's rephrase it. Beating my ass would mean I would have had bruises on me. I remember him breaking the window on my car. Let's rephrase it. Okay? And I'm not making light of domestic violence. But, you know, we got into it, but I also got up in his face because he pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't put his hands on me, but he let me know when he broke the fucking window on my car what he could do.
He told me that.
Okay? So, to say the least, we were engaged to get married, and we even got back together as adults, but...
Okay.
The difference is, even as adults, he never put his hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't put his hands on me as a teenager, because he'd probably be dead right now. But did he break my car window? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pretty much ask for that car window to be broke when I look back on it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did,
yes,
Missy.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and does that, am I sitting here saying, oh, well, women need to ass beat? No, what I'm saying is that
no.
I know that situation that caused him to react the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost me, I think, $80 to replace my car window because he broke it.
Yeah.
And he actually paid replacing my car window. And we were teenagers, but we communicated very well because we had families that made us communicate, you know. His mom wasn't going for that shit, and my family wasn't going for it. You know, but the communication was that, hey, what's going on? What caused this? And they told us, y'all need to make a choice. If y'all going to be together, this shit like this ain't going to be happening. And guess what? It didn't happen no more. But we had families that didn't condone it either. Even though he didn't put his hands on me, that damn car window wasn't being condoned either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her parents, they've been together since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that I'm willing to put money on it. Like you said, this ain't the first time. This is just the first time publicly.
Yeah,
but
exactly. There's no way that's the first time.
Her family is embracing this. And I have a problem with a family that embraces abuse. Unless there's an abuser in her family. Now, if there's an abuser in her family, still shame on the family because somebody's got to stop that cycle. You know, and I say that because going back to my ex-husband, when I told his mother that he put his hands on me, she told me, well, baby, you got to understand, he gets upset sometimes. He hits. My comment was, I get upset sometimes also. I shoot. He's still alive. I'm still alive and free.
There you go.
Guess what?
Yeah.
He ain't put his hands on me.
No, you.
No more.
Yeah.
And then what women need to do, and I'm going to kind of give a little bit of education on how to handle domestic abuse.
Especially.
A lot of times we want to go. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of times we want to go back because there's a lot of things that are said to us. Another thing that stopped me from going back was, to this very day, even though it's been damn near 25 years, I have the pictures. And when we were going through our divorce, anytime I felt any softness coming, even though those pictures are buried, I mean, I do have to go dig them out. It's not like I say, oh, they're right there. Because I don't want them in my, I don't want them in my face.
They are on my Facebook, look.
But when I felt any weakness coming on, I would go and pull those pictures. And I remind myself that's what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my daughter on my hip. So the pictures were taken afterwards, but my son and daughter witnessed that. And when I look at those pictures, it reminded me, I don't need to go back. And ladies, it's not easy. It took me 3 years to fully break away where I said, you know, emotionally break away where I said, I don't want them no more.
Mm-hmm.
I went through my weaknesses. I didn't just up and leave and say, okay, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
3 years
mm-hmm.
of every time I would get a little weak. Me having to look at those pictures, he beat your ass. And guess what? After 3 years, especially the things that we were going through after our divorce was final, I look now, and when he says shit to me, I tell him, I'm not your motherfucking wife. You go talk to her like that shit. As a matter of fact, you ain't got to talk to me at all. It took me a good 8 years to get to the point to tell him to kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he doesn't like me, but he respects me because he knows that I'm the one bitch who not only stood up to him, but when I left, I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, you got to have something to make you not go back.
Yeah.
Them pictures reminded me. And I don't think a lot of people want that in their face, but sometimes you got to have the reality of what he did for you to remember that it'll happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's go on to better things.
Yes, I'll leave the rest of what I'm going to say tomorrow with Sammy Brooks. So that's what it's like. Bottom line is this. We're in trouble with this freedom of speech. It's bullshit. It's been bullshit. And, you know, to me, this is the thing. I've said this all along. You have no right to hit a woman unless she comes at you with a gun and knife and your life is threatened. If your life is threatened, All bets are off. I'm sorry. That's the truth. That's the truth out there, okay? Now, if you could get out the fucking room while she has the gun, and you know what I'm saying? You're on the other side of the room. Okay, yeah, get the fuck out. But if you're in a close quarters and you got a knife, she got a knife and a gun, and you have nowhere to go but the window, and you're in the fifth-story window, what the fuck are you going to do? We going to stand there and get shot and stabbed?
Hide or flee.
You know what I mean? And that's why people, you know, they act like, oh, well, you know, oh, I wouldn't do that. Okay, well, let me see the situation when if it's a knife or a gun. Like I said, exception of a knife or a gun, you know, you have no right to put a hand on a woman. You know, if your life is threatened. If your life is threatened, all bets are off. If not, just
But that's why I also say that as women, people in general, when you get up in a person's personal space and you continue to quarter them, the animal instincts in us come out.
Yeah.
And that's why when you say that you should be able to run. But if a person, you go to one side of the room, they come there.
Then
you
they come,
go
at
the
you,
door.
Come at you. Come
and
at you.
I know people who have closed doors. Oh, you're going to listen to me. We're going to be in this room together. Well, guess what? You cage a person up. You know, you might not want to do that. I try to have my arguments at restaurants.
I got witnesses now.
I have my strong discussions at restaurants, but I want to talk about Bye Bye Jennings.
Bye who?
Bye Bye Jennings.
Oh, okay.
The boxer.
Okay.
Remember, I did watch boxing.
Yes, yes.
And there was Golovkin boxed this weekend, and Bye Bye Jennings.
Bye bye.
Jennings beat that bit the guy's ass. You guys could go back watch it on HBO, but it was really two good fights. The Golovkin fight, Triple G as they call him, was, you know, a really good fight. And so was the Bye Bye Jennings fight, you know, but it was, his fight was a questionable fight. He's going to have to come a little bit stronger. But I like him because Jennings is a single father. And he's raising his child by himself, and he's still holding a full-time job unless he's finally quit his job. But full-time, 40 hours a week plus training, and now he's a pro boxer, you know. But I think that because the money might not be the way he wanted, he might be still working full-time and just taking vacations from his job, you know, if they're understanding that. But Golovkin, I watched it, you know. Boxing has been weak lately. Let's get this clear. You guys know how much I love my boxing, and they just ain't. Maybe, you know, I'm going to make an assumption that I've never said before, and I think I had said that we could box all year long, but I'm thinking boxing now got a season because it slowed down this summer. It's not as many fights. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of the amateurish or entry into pro fights versus really good ones because Pacquiao is getting ready to fight again. I forget who the hell he's getting ready to fight. I can't, you know, Pacquiao is always fighting somebody to keep Pacquiao's name out there. But he's, like, fighting in October and November. And I'm noticing from October to, like, May, it's when all the good boxing is going on. So when I said that boxing don't have a season, I'm going to retract my comment on that and say I think they do. I think that they I think boxing is all year long, but I think your major matches are only going from October to May because I'm noticing what I'm seeing is like, if I could catch a good fight here and there, I'm all right. But even Fox Sports is not showing any.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm a little disappointed.
What to do.
But today was MLB trade day. And
yes,
you
got to this. Yes. Now, let me say this. Who has said, now I know this is before the trade happened. I know it's before the trade. But who has said from day one that the Tigers were going to win the World Series? Who said it? Okay. Now. The Tigers made a blockbuster deal. A blockbuster deal. Because it's been going on for over a year now that David Price is going to be on the block. Because the Devil Rays, you know, they can't keep nobody because nobody goes to the games and no one gives a crap about the Rays, even though they're very competitive and they're actually fun to watch. But David Price still had a year left on his contract. So you figured, oh, the Rays have been actually coming back to be competitive. They're only a game under 500 and only a few games out of the second wild card. Hey, David Price is your main guy. since he came up 2008. Oh, they're going to keep him. No, they trade him in a three-team deal, and Austin Jackson goes to the Mariners.
Yeah, and they actually put Austin Jackson in seventh inning in the middle of batting.
I think they cheered not because they were saying goodbye to Austin Jackson. They appreciate him. They were cheering because, oh, good, get the fuck out. We're getting David Price.
You know.
Now, what do you think of this trade? Which obviously is fucking
I haven't followed it. I'm not going to lie because it happened in the middle of the day. I was going to get gas for the
job.
But, come on.
This is a good fucking move. Come on. You can't be.
Well, they got another Cy Young winner. So, you know, come on.
Come on. Look at your pitching staff. Look at that pitching staff. Think about it.
You know what? Here in Detroit, we have been distracted by other things.
I understand.
With the Tigers. We have a farm league person getting ready to go on that was indicted for rape or sexual assault. He was actually the starter for the opening day, and he only lasted like one game and got sent down to the minors. And him and some chicks slept together the night before the game, and she's saying that he raped her. But she waited 2 days to report it. I have a problem with that. So
okay, now what if I say right there, okay, she waited 2 days to report it. Bitch might be making it up. Would I get suspended?
Probably.
Because I haven't shown my opinion. I mean, that is something wrong, exactly. The woman waited 2 days.
See, on top of that, now get this. They met in a bar. They called the cab to the hotel.
Okay, go ahead.
They met in a bar. Let me give you full sense. She's 45, he's 28.
Oh, wow.
They met in a bar.
She's a cougar.
She was with friends. With friends. She claims that she had one drink.
Bullshit.
And that she doesn't remember anything after that.
Uh-huh.
And basically implying that something was put in her drink. She's saying that she doesn't remember how she got to Motor City and all this other stuff. The story is
Time. Trying to be open-minded. Okay, go ahead.
But she wakes up the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Him and her in the bed naked. She noticed that there's signs of sexual assault. She goes and hops in the shower. He hops in the shower with her and forces sex on her again. After they finish, she gets dressed and he kicks her out of the hotel room.
Okay.
This is the scenario that's been presented to the general public.
Yeah.
I am going to reserve my comments are right now as a rape. You know, as a survivor, I got too many damn things that's happened to me. But I do know as a survivor, and the one thing, especially and I'm going to say this, doesn't scratch me being a survivor. The rape is on the news. She's not a child. Let's get this clear. This is a 45-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a child.
No.
She knows as much as they talk about rape. I don't care what city you go to. Especially here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You hear on the news about how you got to preserve the evidence. Why would
you
take a shower?
That's the first thing I thought of when you said she jumped out the bed
Why'd she jump out the bed when the shower? And then you wait 2 days after you realize he's a tiger, and then you go to the police.
See, come on.
But
come on.
Grant you, it took them almost 6 months to charge him.
6 months. So was there a ruling?
Third degree sexual assault, basically saying that he took advantage of a person who was not able to agree to have sex. Yep.
Okay. And she had one drink. Wink, wink. Okay.
It's still a felony. And the whole thing is that the attorney has come out and said, you're going to see things on the video that they keep talking about where she walked past a couple of cops. His attorney is a very good attorney. He used to be a prosecutor here, so it's going to come out. But that's been our distraction here.
Okay.
That has taken away from it. Even though he's playing for the Toledo team, it's been...
he's a minor league player.
Yeah, he played one major league game and got sent to the minors.
Oh, was he a pitcher or outfielder?
Pitcher.
Oh, pitcher, okay. Okay.
But
white guy or black guy? This is important.
White guy.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm not saying she didn't get raped. I'm going to say
that...
what I'm going to say is that
just wait some more. Come
there's
out.
More than what's being said.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's the right thing to say.
With me saying that, I mean, I don't know this woman. I know I'm 46. I know that I live in a city where we hear about rape enough in this state and in this country. I mean, you don't even have to live in Michigan to hear about it. You could, national news, you'll hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that too many TV shows talk about preserving the evidence, you know, hell, even Monica Lewinsky didn't go take a shower. She kept the motherfucking dress. So that was so mean to me. Bad Miss V. Bad Miss V.
Nah, that's not bad Miss V. I love that. That was funny.
But.
And true.
You know, I'm not understanding. And like I said, because I'm a survivor and I remember what happened as far as preserving evidence. And I'm going to give you guys a really brief scenario of what happens when it happens immediately. Every single thing I had on, they had to bring me clothes. I was taken to the police station, and I was a minor when this happened, so let's get this clear. I was a minor. And they took me to the police station, and they took every single bit of clothing I had on. And my mother had to get me something to wear because no one anticipated them taking all my clothes. What I went through for the examination was the most humiliating thing I had ever gone through as a child. And that was back in the 80s. And I figure if that happened back in the 80s and technology has advanced a whole lot, in my case, the people who did it to me admitted it, but I forget what they got. They got time, but they didn't get prison time because back when it happened to me, the victim is always blamed. Always.
Yeah,
they just recently.
A lot of people don't realize how it was like even worse back then.
The victim is always blamed regardless of the age.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blamed for what I had on.
Mm-hmm.
I was blamed because of the people, because I knew them. And the worst thing to do is to know the people who do it to you, because then it's automatic land game. And with that, that's why with her, she knew who he was. But the big difference is that a 45-year-old woman, intelligent woman, and for anybody who wants to understand why I'm saying this and why I keep emphasizing this, she met him in a bar in West Bloomfield, Michigan, one of our more affluent communities. I'm not having drinks at a bar out there, okay? She was actually in Royal Oak, Michigan, but she's from West Bloomfield.
Okay.
Either way, that those communities are very affluent communities. That is not your neighborhood, let me walk around the corner bar. The people who go to those bars, and I've been out there, so I know what the bars are, but you're paying for drinks. She probably only, now when she said she only had one drink, odds are she only had one drink because she can only afford one fucking drink. Because I'm pretty sure that it probably cost about $15, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not your neighborhood bar.
No.
On top of that, that community is an affluent community. And I've had drinks out there. I have friends that live out there. And it's a nice place to go because you are around people of that stature. But with her being from a city closer to there, I don't see this woman being some bimbo idiot. I see this woman being intelligent. I see it being calculating because I know the community. If she would have said she met him at the Post Bar in downtown Detroit, I might have said, oh, you know, maybe. But, you know, but that particular bar that they said she was at in that community, the fact that you hopped in a cab and you didn't drive, I'm sorry. Let me give you a guesstimation of how much cab fare was so you'll understand.
Okay.
From Royal Oak, Michigan to where they went, which was the Motor City Casino Hotel, oh, he probably paid about $60 for that fucking cab ride. One way.
Mm.
Why they didn't call a Metro card, I don't know, but then you still... But here we can't get, you know, other some cities you could just call a car service. I think in New York you guys can call car service as a whole lot better than we can. We don't have car services like that. This is still homegrown stuff here, you know. But the fact that they called a cab, that cab ride wasn't no cheap cab ride, okay? And she never said how she left the hotel and got back, so she called a cab back to her house. That bitch was banking her own damn self, okay? So you figure even if he paid the cab down there, and let's say she paid the cab to go home, she paid damn near $80 to go home.
Wow.
So we're not talking your average woman. I think it's going to come out that she, you know, something's going to come out. It's more to it than what's being said, but that's just to give you guys a little brief scenario of the distance between where they met and where they ended up. And
okay.
When they said they caught a cab,
mm-hmm.
you know, and cabs across the country start off like at normally $2. And it's so much per quarter mile, and that's a good 25 miles from where they were at, you know. So when you put that on there, you know, and last my check, first of all, the fact that her girlfriends let her leave and she said that she didn't feel good.
Wow.
My girlfriends don't let me go. My girlfriends don't let me go nowhere.
That's some fucked up girlfriends. I thought there's a rule that we all leave together. We come in together, we leave together.
I guess when you turn 45, that rule changes.
You turn stupid when you get older.
Let me go check on my girlfriends. You know, I haven't had it happen, but,
wow.
I mean, so I know that somebody's going to say, you just called this woman this. No, I haven't called her anything. I just said there's more to it, and I'm giving the scenario of what I'm perceiving. This is my perception of everything. But there's a lot of documentation out there. You know, this has been going on since March, so it's not like all of a sudden this just came up. You know, he was just charged yesterday because the prosecutor wanted to do a full investigation. And with my little bit of background in the legal sense, it's more to it. You know, I don't know if he did. I hope that this is what I hope, and this is something that's been brought up in the media here. I hope that she's not doing it so she can file a civil suit knowing that she's going to lose the criminal, because I was not aware until a few people put out there that even if she loses the criminal, even if he's found not guilty, she can still sue him in civil court. And I had to think, that's what happened in the OJ trial. He was found not guilty, but the family still sued him and won in civil court, remember? So it was brought up that that's the possibility of that's what they're going for, because charges have been brought. It's like once charges are brought and it goes to trial, it gives the other person grounds to file for that civil suit, even if they're found not guilty. And I'm like, damn. So it's a lot to it. And, I mean, that's kind of scary when you think about it. And sexual assault is a thing that you shouldn't do lightly. I'm being real honest, you know. I'd rather say you hit my damn car, okay? Because this is what people don't realize, and I don't think she's thought about it. If he's found not guilty, and it can be proven that she perjured herself in any type of way, he can sue her. It goes both ways. So if there's any type of perjury on her part, I hope she's got some bank also, because she might not have it much longer. So that's why I really haven't been following the Tigers, because we've had our own little distraction going on. But training camp is going on. Football.
The Lions.
Sue still hasn't signed. I'm so about ready to kill him.
How you feel about, I know this is, you know, I mean, this weekend starts, this weekend the only thing that starts is the Hall of Fame game, which is my Giants versus the Bills. And Michael Strahan's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I watched that. And I think it's the final. I just wonder if there's still a few games this weekend, because usually in the first weekend of August, That's when they usually start with the exhibition games, obviously, for the 4 months. And then,
yeah, but you got to realize training camp really just got in full-fledged this week.
Yeah, this is the first full week, yes. You're right. Last week it started at the end of the week.
The rookies.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting. What you for what you know about your Lions now, do you see an improvement from last year? Are they going to be the same? Like, what you think for what you see?
I think there's going to be an improvement. I think you're going to see Reggie Bush step up more.
I keep forgetting he's, from the Lions.
He made his presence last year.
Yeah, he helped him.
Megatron is going to continue to be Megatron.
Man.
Yes, it is, my man. Oh, my God. You're going to see Sue not get as many penalties. You know, his penalties are a big thing. I'm so tired of him fucking with his damn penalties and his fouls. You know?
He always acts like a dumbass.
I see him calming down because, if you notice, this summer, the way you can tell how he's going to be for the season, look at his summer, his off season.
Okay.
I don't think he got in no trouble off season.
I haven't heard shit.
He may have had one incident. Keyword may have.
Mm-hmm.
Which means he probably will have a pretty good season, because off season you haven't heard about him doing anything other than them saying that he still hasn't signed his contract, which he does that every fucking year. They wait to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still playing, so I never understood that. I'll find out from somebody later on why that has to go, but I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Matthew Stafford is my problem. I've never been a Stafford fan. He's got to get more fucking consistent. You know, your rookie year is over, baby. It's been over.
Yeah.
Step up and be the fucking leader that you got to be.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be improvement. They interviewed Reggie Bush either yesterday or the day before, and he was saying that this year's team, with all of the rooks out there, he was like, people really are going to have to fight for their spots this year. There's not going to be no, oh, well, definitely this person's going to be there. He's like, people are applying for jobs this year. And he said they're coming to work. So it's, you know, with him saying that, we haven't heard a Lion. I've never heard a Lions player say that about off season and a camp. And for him to come out and say people are applying for their jobs, letting them know that they want it. The Lions always have a good preseason, and that's what sucks about them. Preseason is good pretty much every year, and then they break down in the season. I think they're going to do better just because they got a good team. They got good. Did we get a new coach this year?
I was about to say, yeah. The new head coach is Jim Schwartz.
That's been our sport.
Really?
Coach.
That's the same dude that's been around? You sure?
Yeah.
Just one. It was a different guy the last couple of years.
That's Schwartz.
Okay. Now, it was 7-9 last year, third in the NFC North.
I cannot predict what the fuck they're going to
do. I was going to say, you gonna give me at least a record of what you think?
I can't.
You know they're
going
to lose the first game.
You know what? Actually, I can't predict on what they're going to do. And I know why you're saying that, because they're playing you guys. But until I see who's playing and I get the background on the players, I'm the statistic person.
Okay, so do you want me to give you a few extra weeks? And then when I tell you, you know, what games, you know, what teams they're going to face during the season, besides obviously the first game, you know, is the Giants.
Oh, we do have a new head coach.
I knew it.
It's Jim Caldwell. Where are you?
Oh, wait,
Jim?
I'm sorry. I made a big mistake. I looked at last year's, because I was looking at the record last year. That's why I saw it. My bad. Yeah, Jim Caldwell. Yeah, you're right.
Because I thought I was like, I thought we got a new head coach, and you said Schwartz. I'm like, well, Schwartz was our coach before.
Because I was looking at, you know, for that record.
We got a black guy.
There you go. Perfect book, Detroit. There you go.
And I don't know his background, so that's totally.
No, I don't know. It's me. I have no idea either.
I haven't followed the new coach.
Uh-huh.
So, with that said, I'm really, you know what, I ain't going to lie, I'm more up in the air because I knew Schwartz was one of the home. How can I say it? Schwartz was one of the good old boys, and when I say he was one of the good old boys, Schwartz had to end with the GM.
Okay.
No. You know, he's like really good friends with GM, and Schwartz, I think Schwartz's son also is somehow affiliated with the Lions organization. So it's either his son or his son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as they say, that nepotism thing was going on. So with Jim Caldwell, I can't really speak because I'm going to have to look him up, and then how he's done things will give me an idea. So really I'm going to step back and really reserve on making any comments.
Okay.
Because I can't. I don't even know. I don't have a background on the coach.
I got you. That's a fair assumption. That's fair.
I know
so
they
yeah.
say. Really, did she just take that? Did she backpedal on that? But it's not back. It's
no,
not backpedaling, you guys.
Not really backpedaling. You want to do a little thorough research, and then you know, then you give a much clearer assumption, and then you go from there. You know. So, by the way. Your Lions start their preseason August 9th. It will be in Motown against the Cleveland Browns. Don't count. It's preseason. No, it doesn't, who cares?
No, but you know what? See, the whole thing is that I hate our preseason. Like I said, we normally do good in the preseason and break down in regular season. So the fact that we're playing the fucking Browns means that, you know, I can't really cheer for either team because...
How here is that? That is your birthplace.
I know,
That's the first game of the preseason. Anyway.
But the whole thing is that, you know, I mean, what day does the ninth fall on? Let's see.
Now, look at this. Then they go to Oakland to do their preseason. Damn, 10 o'clock at night. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Okay, so that's a Saturday game. So that might
be. I know. But let's go, fuck the preseason. Check this out. Okay, so the Giants, you know, obviously in Detroit, September 8th. That's a Monday night game. Then they go to Carolina.
We're doing Monday Night Football?
Yep, that's Monday night. September 8th is a Monday night. 7:10 p.m.
September.
Yep.
September 8th, right?
Yep, okay. September 8th is, hold on real quick. As I look at my trusty calendar. The 8th is a Monday. Yes, I just had to make sure. I figured. Because that's a Monday night game to open the season against the Giants. Then they go to Carolina on the 14th, 1 p.m. game at Carolina. Then they come back home to play the Packers, 1 o'clock game. So that's another Sunday game. Then they go back, then they come over here around my way to play the Jets. That's a 1 o'clock game. Then they come back home to play Buffalo Bills. 1 o'clock.
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to say I'm having a problem with the NFL. I got to voice this real quick.
Go ahead.
Remember when you had football on Sunday and Monday? I ain't feeling fucking Thursday night games. I'm just not. Football is the weekend sport. That is when maybe I don't drink beer, but they need to go back and put my damn football on the weekend and get rid of this damn Thursday night shit. I understand some folks want it, but, you know, Sunday all day watching football and maybe starting on Saturday evening and then the one night on Monday night, I think it's a whole lot fucking better than doing this shit on Thursday because everybody can't watch a game on Thursday night. People will stay up and watch a Monday night game and go hungover the next day to work, but you start this shit on Thursday.
They started doing this shit for a while now. It's been going up, but now they're really intensifying the Thursday schedule, and it's all because of the almighty dollar. That's why the NFL, being greedy motherfuckers, show them more football.
Yeah, but
you know what's
more fucked up about it? The Thursday night game is never on regular TV. It's always on ESPN.
Yeah. Well, actually, not even. It's on fucking NFL Network. Not even ESPN, NFL Network. I know that for what I've seen, it will be on CBS, these Thursday night games, from what I've heard. It'll be on both, you know, the NFL Network and CBS. Like, they did some sort of deal where they'll show it on regular TV, so that's why they're doing this even more. So more people could watch, the more people that watch more see the advertisers, the more advertisers, the more money, blah, 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 et cetera. And that's why the NFL goes, Google Gaga, for let's show more games, let's do this, let's do this. I mean, the thing about the NFL that makes it exciting is once a week. And what's unfair sometimes, you got some teams, right, they come from across the country, and let's say they play a Sunday night game. Like, and let's not include that. There's some games that are Sunday night games. Besides regular Sunday, you know, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Sunday night, then you got Monday night. So, and that team, let's say they play Monday night. So in not even three days later, they're going to play a fucking Thursday night game?
No.
Like, how fair is that? How's that fair? And that other team, that's, but think about that, right? And that's happened. That's happened to the Jets a few times. Now, I'm not a Jet fan, but one time they played a Sunday night game.
It.
They play a Sunday night game, and not even 4 days later, they go a Thursday night game. How's that fair? That's two games one week.
The following
week you're off, but still, it's like...
I'm not feeling that. That's why I said I'm really... It's me. I'm not, you know...
I mean, the whole excitement of football is that it's once a week. You know,
that's
what gives...
I said, you know, that's the day that us women get a chance to bitch at the men because all they're doing is sitting in front of TV.
My mother.
You know, and the whole thing is that I understand that 95% of the United States doesn't clean their house no more, but for those of us
who... Is that a real study?
It is if I said it.
95% okay. don't clean their fucking house? God.
I don't know. I haven't checked that.
Oh, my God. I won't be surprised at that.
But you know what?
That's disgusting.
But the whole thing is that because we can't sort of clean houses. Let's keep it real.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, Sunday is the day that you get up on Saturday morning, you clean the house.
Or you go to church, whatever.
Not on Saturday.
No, at least it's Sunday. I'm sorry.
I said you get up on Saturday morning, you clean the house, grocery shop. Grocery shop, clean the house, whichever way it goes.
Yes, that is better.
That house got to be clean. You know, you do everything on Saturday. Sunday morning, you get up, you go to church, you have dinner at church or at home. And when it's 5 o'clock roll around, the TV comes on, and it's time for the NFL.
Dun, 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 dun.
But now, you know, that takes away from it because even if you got a 1 o'clock game, you figure if you're Catholic and you go to Mass, then you could go like 8 or 9 o'clock Mass. Mass is only, what, 30 minutes? Unlike us Baptists who think that going to church is a lifestyle, you know. I know I'm going to hear it. I'm a Baptist. I can say it honestly, though. You know, we go to church. We hallelujah all day long.
You get the Holy Spirit every time or what? You catch the Holy Spirit?
You know what? No, that's the whole thing. Believe it or not, most churches, people don't get the Spirit. I mean, it depends on all Baptist churches do not catch the Spirit. And, you know, sanctified churches, they catch the Spirit more. And, you know, you have all your sects of how the religions are broken down. And overall with Baptist churches, unless you just really, really got... If the preacher preaching good, the Spirit will be going. It really depends. The preacher is what determines how the Spirit going to go, believe it or not. If that sermon is off the chain, you will see your great-grandmama up in the church with the Spirit. You will see small children catch the Spirit. It just really, really depends on what is hitting a person's heart. And, and if, you know, and there are some churches where people catch the Spirit and you don't know they've got it. You know, everybody thinks that catching the Spirit is a stand something down the aisles and, you know.
Yeah.
And that's not all. A lot of times a person will catch the Spirit, and the only reason why you know is because they'll just be standing or they start rocking. I know that I've been told that I've caught the Spirit and I haven't danced at all, but I've been rocking.
Wow.
And when you catch the Spirit, you don't know you got it. So for anybody to say, oh, I know when I caught the Holy Spirit,
then you
really catch the Spirit. When you catch the Spirit, you do not know you've caught the Spirit because it's in you, and you just don't know, you know, and it could go on for a certain amount of time, and a lot of times if you're really, really bothered, and if you're really bothered and have a lot going on, you'll catch the Spirit a lot, you know. I know when I was, after I had went through my sexual... When I had a lot of troubles when I was younger going on at home with different things, with assault and abuse, I caught the Spirit a lot, and I didn't realize that that was a sign that, you know, it was just trying to let everything do a release. You know, as I got older, I really don't catch the spirit. You know, I go to church and I can sit there and I may well up if I'm really touched by the service. But I haven't caught the spirit, I was saying, years. It's been years since I've really caught it. But then because I'm older, part of my catching spirit may be that I cry, because I noticed I will cry when I'm at church.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with anything, you know, other than if I'm really being, feeling what's going on. Mm. Okay. Now that we done had, I know y'all said we done got a church.
Yeah. Welcome to the Hour of Power. This is the Reverend Run here. Reverend Acevedo here. Dollar bills, y'all.
And that's the whole thing. You know, I tell people, y'all never know what y'all going to hear come out of our mouths. But, you know,
that's right.
But we are religious people. I mean, I'm one of those people. I grew up, D.O. Hughley always asks, he's been asking this week, can a man and a woman of two different religions coexist in a relationship or a marriage? And I tell them, yeah, all
yeah.
the time. And the reason why I said, my dad is Roman Catholic and my mother is Baptist.
There you go.
And I grew up going to Catholic school. I actually went through the stages of the cross to become Catholic. And Catholics, believe it or not, do allow at the age of 13 for you to choose your... They, at the age of 13, just like with Jewish children, when they have bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs, you know, of saying they're not adults as far as the law, but they're able to make more decisions at the age of 13. The Catholic Church is the same. At the age of 13, you can really decide if this is truly what you want. And I decided when I became 13, I did not want to be Catholic. So I did not go through finishing my sacraments, my Holy Communion, and my Holy Eucharist. I chose not to when I turned 13. And my father doesn't look at me any different. You know, as a matter of fact, I didn't decide that I was going to be Baptist until I actually became an adult. And I went so far as to decide I was going to become not just Baptist, but missionary Baptist, because I believe in the giving side of it and the helping people out. So, but I'm one of those people, I'm like my, I have like research stuff, you know, I just don't say, oh, this is what I'm going to do. So even with my religion, I researched it, you know, to make sure that when I went to the Lord and said, you know, this is who I truly believe in, that I understood what I was doing. So that's why you guys don't really hear me talking about going to church, because me and God got an understanding. It clearly says in the Bible, where there are two or more gathered in his name, he is there. Therefore, Jesus is always in this house, because me and my daughter do gather in his name. We will say, and we're here, Jesus. So a lot of people will say, Miss V, you don't talk about going to church. I do go to church. I went to church this past Sunday with one of my girlfriends. I was invited, and, you know, I tell everybody I love going, but I'm going through a selfish phase right now. It's all about me. I am. You know, I'm going through a really selfish phase. Me and Jesus have a conversation 2-3 times a week, but me and the physical building that's not necessary.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he's inside you. Like they say, you know, the body is your temple.
So I don't look at going to a building as saying, I was at church on Sunday. What did y'all do? You know, you might hear me say somebody need Jesus. Lord, you'll hear me say that in a heartbeat. I think I've said it on this show. Some people need Jesus. Like, you need Jesus, but you won't hear me say people need to go to church. I'll say you need Jesus first.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Well, because the church, it's a building.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but that's me and my relationship with the Lord.
Like it's spending?
Huh?
Like it's spending?
No. I just, you know what, I'm truly one of those people who feel that some conversations you just don't always have. And church is one of them. I mean, I will talk about aspects of church, but I really want to talk about religion. I believe that is a personal choice. And I believe that what I believe is what I believe, and I shouldn't force it on nobody else. And that's why I really don't talk about it, because I'm not here to criticize or down what someone else believes. I might not agree with it.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to down it or try to convince a person otherwise, regardless of what I may think or feel.
Yeah,
so, you know, we don't want the 10 o'clock.
I was about to say, an hour and a half, a very special Ask Ms. V Sports. So, I think that's a perfect way to end, you know, get an hour and 30 minutes. We spewed our thoughts and gave our opinions and take it and leave
And Stephen A. Smith, don't worry about them motherfuckers. We got you.
Yeah, exactly.
We got you.
We got you. And who knows, maybe. He might say, fuck ESPN, I'm going somewhere else.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are switching over to internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wave of the future.
So,
yep.
For everybody who don't understand, you know, Stephen A. Smith is only going, you know, he's going to take his week suspension and deal with it, and he's going to come back. But he's not going to change. I mean, you got to realize this is a man who's been around for a while. You know, his integrity... All I can say is that my respect for him has never changed. I don't look at him any more different than I did last week, for one.
Exactly.
Because even with Almi hearing what he said, I know his commentary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know who he is, you know, unless they're in sports. But if you've ever listened to the Tom Joyner Morning Show or D.L. Hughley or any of that, you hear his name. I mean, he's been around long enough where the major talk show hosts on the radio talk about him, and he'll do commentaries because that's just what he does, because that's who he is. And I just feel that, you know, it was blown out of proportion.
Thank you. Exactly.
I don't agree with the suspension, but I'm not the people who make the decisions. But I can say for anybody who's been through domestic violence, if you were offended by what he said, then you might want to go reevaluate yourself.
I knew you were trying to say.
Because there was nothing offensive about what he said. The only people that it would be offensive to are people who did not understand. Because at the end of the day, now maybe he should have broke it down with the bitch. If you put your finger up the man's mouth. Put your finger up in your man's face, he's going to beat your motherfucking ass, and you shouldn't do that. Because that's what he meant when he was saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But because he used the word provoke.
Yeah. Oh, that's so bad. But this political correct thing is really getting on my nerves.
Like I said.
Gets on my nerves.
The nerve of a man of non-Anglo-Saxon descent use a word such as provoke or anything remotely intelligent out of his mouth. The fact that this is an intelligent man, college educated, making very good, you know, his dialect and everything is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he said something properly and was penalized, I guess you guys would rather have him sagging his motherfucking pants, calling women bitches and hoes, and tell them how they ain't shit and how they better do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. You're saying an intelligent black man cannot make a statement with the word provoke in it and it be taken correctly, but yet and still, I hear in court rulings, I hear in court cases, I have a bachelor's in political science, you know, and yes, I continue to emphasize that because everything that we do in this fucking country revolves around the law. And that's why when I say shit, I will continue to say this is my opinion so that I don't get the motherfuckers who get quote-unquote offended or say I don't know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody gets offended by what other people say so much that it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's ridiculous. It really is. You can't have an opinion no more. That should be more of the uproar in the news. You can't have an opinion. You have to agree with everybody. That's bullshit.
Black people can't have Black people cannot talk intelligently. Let's call it what it is.
That's true.
A black man cannot have proper English dialect without being put on punishment. But yet and still, if he were to go on World Star Hip Hop, get him a big booty woman with a thong on, barely wearing anything, and have her point her finger up in his face, and he do some type of little stupid-ass video, bitch, see, that's why you got your ass beat, because you put your finger all up in my face, he'd be applauded. And he would have 5 million hits on YouTube and all this other shit for degrading a woman by telling
good
her that she's going to get her ass beat.
Good point.
So if the definition of being black in the United States of America is how many hits I could get on World Star Hip Hop, I guess I ain't shit, because that's not what I strive for.
Exactly. But that's
you know, I will continue to be an intelligent human being, and if I do get a video on World Star Hip Hop, it will be because I'm being Miss V the motherfucking toy lady, and I just want y'all money. Let's keep it real. So whatever funny shit you may see me do on World Star Hip Hop will be because I want your money. Quote me on that.
There you go.
It will be done strictly because I want your money.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because I want your money. Because I know that y'all like the ignorance.
Well, that's different, right? That's an excellent point of view right there. It's funny how when that showed in that light, because it's TV, whatever, that's okay, because that's what we think of them anyway. You understand? So,
but that's
whatever.
What I'm saying. If he was on World Star Hip Hop and got a big booty chick and she was pointing her finger up his face, bitch, I told you don't put your finger in my face, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
Boom. You're a star.
But provoke.
You're correct on that.
But provoke. Oh, my God. Oh, provoke. Oh, my God.
You know, and maybe it's sad that I have to use that analogy for people, you know, for it to be put out there, but that's the analogy that we've come to.
Yep.
You know, the fact that I have to even think on this show when I say analogy and the different words, because we are so boxed in that we don't know how to speak, that when I'm speaking proper, I have to say, well, let me break it down to you like this, because I know some of y'all don't understand what the fuck I'm saying. It's horrible.
Yeah.
That I have to go there, because being the host of a radio show, being an intelligent woman, being the fact that I paid a whole lot of fucking money to go to college, you know.
Whole lot of money.
I did not pay for myself to go through college, to have to lower myself to the level of what society thinks I am.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get a point across.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure, James, you don't go out there. Well, me and you both kind of say things and then we'll retract. Not really retract, but we won't retract, but we'll rephrase them so that people can understand what we're saying.
Exactly.
Because society thinks that we should talk a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, because all men should be the N-word, according to a lot of people who think that that's all we do is use the N-word. Believe it or not, we don't use the N-word that much. I'm going to keep it real. I use motherfucking more than I use the N-word. Motherfucker don't know what I'm dealing with. You know, I'm serious.
Motherfucker.
If people haven't listened to me, and maybe because I deal with so many different races, you know, I'm going to fucking pissed off. Bitch, please. So, for those who think that the N-word is used prevalent, and I'm going to be honest, even the people that I hang around don't use it. And all my friends don't have college degrees, so y'all say, well, Miss V, you've got to know. 2/3 of my friends don't have a college degree, but we just don't use it.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, people piss me off. Motherfucker, who you think you're talking to? You know, I don't even use that's my N-word. You know, you hear, oh, that's my N. I guess that's so 80s. You know, I'll say that's my boy first, you know, and that's what I hear more so. That's my boy. Yeah, yeah, that's my boy. That's my girl.
You said that about me. You're my boy.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
And
I'm honored.
You know, and that's the whole thing, but that's my end? Nah. You know, so the stereotype is only out there because we continue to allow them to put it on us.
Yeah.
Because if you actually listen to how we talk, like I said, if you listen to me and my friends talk, all I say is, this motherfucker don't know who they dealing with. That is my whole thing. I'm quick to say, this motherfucker, and who does this bitch? You know, that's my...
There you go, your two main words.
And this motherfucker, I kid you not, and those are my words.
That's
you
your
know,
go-to word.
And neither one of them pertain to one race or another. You know, and maybe that's where I'm different, because if you piss me off, motherfucker, who the hell do you think you're talking to? Bitch, shut the fuck up. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every now and then I have to throw in black bitch, you know. White bitch. You know, I don't normally throw the color with the bitch because bitch know who she is. Bitch know what she did. You know, bitch. If I got to emphasize your color, you done really piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I have a term. All women are bitches when they piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
All men are motherfuckers when they piss me off. If you really piss me off, I will emphasize the motherfucker color. What's your go-to word?
I say, yeah, that's a good question. I always say, like, douchebag, motherfucker. Dumbass, dumbass. I say a lot. Dumbass. Motherfucker, dumbass, douchebag. Sometimes I say jerk off.
But what I'm saying is that you don't sit there and you dumb Puerto Rican, you know, or you
no,
dumb.
Everybody is
but
fair game.
But that's what I'm saying. But yeah. They don't. But you know, we're stereotyped as if all we do is say this. When, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
We're in two different cities.
Word.
So it can't be that it's because it's a city that we're from thing, because you're in New York. I'm in Detroit.
Exactly.
You know, so you've got your go-to words.
Yeah.
And they apply to everybody.
Bitch-ass motherfucker, yeah.
White people are the only ones who put a color with what they say to us. Now I will say I'm pretty sure the white people are always calling me the N word. I think they are. I think I'm an NB all the time. I know. I'm pretty sure that you know those two go together. But that's them how they refer to me, because when I look at them, motherfucker, who you think you're dealing with, bitch? Please. Guess what? You can't say I'm racist because
nope.
Everybody's a motherfucker and everybody's a bitch in my book.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And maybe I'm just too damn politically correct. I clump all dumb motherfuckers together.
Mm-hmm.
I clump all assholes together. And that's the whole thing. I'll say asshole, motherfucker, dumb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So... moving on. Comeback Tuesday. You got...
yes.
We got CJ Strokes. We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun.
On your face.
And then we got Ask Miss Reese Sports. And then we got a break. So next week's show is going to be like, we're not going to be announcing nobody. We're not even going to talk about our following week guests. You know, because... I think that, we may surprise you guys the following week and do like a quick, we might do one of those little impromptu shows. I might send James a message saying, hey, can you go on the air in an hour? And that's beauty. We could do sporadic shows like that.
Of course.
You know, where we just pop up and we might do a 30-minute show or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm down for that. Well, I'm down. Down for whatever. You know, just give me a little holler, and, you know, we'll see. Let's do it.
But in the meantime, have a good evening, everyone, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. Yes, with V's at the Dark, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Block Talk Radio. Yes.
Yes.
Don't miss it.
Good night.
Good night. Buenas noches. Ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Have a good weekend, everybody.
We out of here.
Yes. Please. Yo. Howdy, 5,000.